If your, well, your granddaughter is out with this, probably you're telling me about, she makes you feel a little bit, how, what's the word there, a little bit on...
You mean,
You're just not very comfortable about it, so you say, you make me feel awfully un...
Which word do you want?
Well, do you ever say, you make me feel uneasy, or...
Oh, yes, when she goes out for the boat that I don't want her to go with, I said, I'm uneasy all the time you're gone.
Uh-huh. I see.
And I'm going to tell you, don't you trust me? It's not a matter of question of quit trust, it's just a matter of what might happen.
Another interesting word is common, and you used it
it's
the
what?
Other, is common.
C-O-M-M-O-N.
Right, so you used it the other day to mean something kind of uncomplimentary.
Common white trash, she called it.
Right. Now, do you ever say that in a positive way? Say she's not a bit stuck up. She's easy to get along with.
Well, now, what's the difference in that and homely?
I don't know. That's interesting. Yeah.
Well, you know, homely always kind of bothered me a little bit. I didn't call, some people call homely that way, H-O-M-E-L-Y. That was not very attractive person, not very good looking. I think that's where it was. That's where that was. That word I've looked it up a dozen times.
How about the common in the sense of democratic? She's very common, which means she's not stuck.
Well,
up.
You can use it in those ways. You can use common in those ways. I never did. Use it much that way because it could be questionable why you use
it. Misunderstood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How about when you go to church? Did you do you have to pay a certain amount of money in the form of
tithe?
Is it tithe?
Well, sometimes I tithe, sometimes I don't.
Did you ever call that?
Donations, they say, what you going to put in the hat? But it's not the hat, they have the plates to put it in.
Is that ever called dues?
Well, it's dues, yes, but it's church financing. They just say church financing, that's what they call it.
In referring to the opposite of God, the enemy of God, what are some of the serious terms that you'd use in church, and what are the terms that you kind of use in a joking way with children?
Well, you might talk about Satan.
Yes. Are there any
devil and Satan and Lucifer is what the Bible calls him sometimes. And
how would you scare a child or try to frighten a child into behaving? So you better be good or...
Demons have got you. Demon, the devil has you.
Yeah,
devil got hold of you and the demons. You're filled with demons. You're filled with evil spirit.
Okay. And how about places which children are afraid to go near because they think there are spirits in there? What do they call those spirits?
Those are they're haunted, you mean? Haunted
house,
places? Ghosts are there. Ghosts, G-H-R, say the haunted places.
Do you ever have hear him call anything else?
Yes, I think so, but right now it doesn't cross my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a many haunted story to kids.